Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A White House official says President Biden sent messages to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, urging them to increase pressure on Hamas to make a temporary ceasefire deal with Israel. Relatives of Americans held hostage are set to visit the White House on Monday. Ruby Chen is the father of a hostage believed to be dead. He'll be there.
We will not sit a Shiva until Itai is returned back to us and put to burial.
President's re-election campaign says that raised more than $90 million in March. Today, former President Trump's expected to set a single event fundraising record. $43 million expected to come in during his fundraiser at the home of a billionaire in Florida. No widespread damage reported after a magnitude 4.8 earthquake in New Jersey, the strongest in the Garden State since the 1700s. This is ABC News. A quick-thinking college student's being credited with helping prevent a bus accident in Mississippi from becoming something far worse.
The bus was headed for New Orleans Friday afternoon when it lost control with 56 students from the University of South Carolina on board.
When that tire blew out, it immediately caused the bus to go out of control.
Bay St. Louis Police Chief Toby Schwartz says the driver was ejected through the front windshield.
We have skid marks of this bus out of control for over half a mile going down the interstate, out of control.
A quick-thinking student jumped into action, grabbing the wheel. 11 people were injured, 2 critically. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Newly released documents show at least 11 Minneapolis police officers were disciplined for alleged policy violations during unrest that followed George Floyd's murder in 2020. And nobody's won the Powerball jackpot since New Year's Day, so that means the jackpot for tonight's drawing worth $1.3 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update here on WRCO. Well, we should get our fill of sunshine today with high pressure parked right across the region, so get out there and enjoy. Gusty winds and clouds coming back by early tomorrow. As low pressure travels across Nebraska to the northeast, this should bring us some rain tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. Right now, it looks like at least a third of an inch or so, and some gusty winds as mentioned. The showers could move away by Monday morning, hopefully drying up enough Monday to see a few peaks of sun. That would certainly be nice to enjoy the eclipse a little bit more. Otherwise, we expect temperatures to be slightly warmer from Monday through Wednesday, a few degrees above normal, in fact, but still a touch unsettled in spots, although most of the rain probably going by to the north of us early next week. There could be a system dropping in with colder temperatures late next week and some gusty winds. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, high about 56, the wind out of the east-southeast near 10. Tonight the clouds increase and breezy, low at 33. Tomorrow overcast and breezy, 90% chance of rain in the morning to early afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later, high in the upper 40s, southeast wind 15 to 25. Sunday night mostly cloudy, scattered light rain possible, low at 41. Monday clouds to a few peaks of sun, breezy and milder. High at 61 degrees. Heading into Tuesday, partly sunny and mild, low at 40, high 62. Wednesday still comfortable with a mix of sun and clouds, low 38, high 63. Thursday variably cloudy, 30% chance of scattered light showers, low 40, high 55. And Friday mostly cloudy, blustery and chilly, spotty light showers possible, low about 36 with a high of 49 degrees. I hope you have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We have lots of sunshine and we're up to 31 degrees following our low of 27. Our high yesterday was 52. 1 year ago, 49 the high, 28 the low. Our record high comes to us from 1991 at 87, the record low 8 above in 1982. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.27. The air is calm, and as mentioned, no precipitation to report today or yesterday. We'll have sunset today at 7:34, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:33. Sunshine, and we're up from our morning low of 27. We're currently at 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Well, the Brewers and the Bucks both in action last night. We'll have details on those games, plus a look back at high school softball and baseball.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
This is a look at sports on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and from the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. In high school baseball last night, Riverdale and Southwestern battled. Phil Nee was on hand.
The Riverdale High School baseball team improved to 2-0 on the young season, and they also won the first game of the season in the SWAL with a 13-3 10-run rule win against visiting Southwestern. The Wildcats opened the game with a run before Riverdale scored three in the bottom of the first. Southwestern added a run in the top of the second, and then the Chieftains broke the game open with six runs in the last of the second inning. Logan Cagle was the winning pitcher for Riverdale after working four innings and giving up three hits while walking one and striking out six. Chase Chitwood worked the fifth and gave up two hits. Southwestern used three pitchers. Clayton Hendricks started, and Lucas Foley came on in the second. Braden Gleason pitched the last inning. Chase Chitwood scored two. Andre Tainer had a hit, an RBI, and scored three runs. Logan Cagle scored three times. Talon Childs was one for three with three RBI. Wyatt Storms was one for two with two scored. And Landon Baum had an RBI hit for the Chieftains. Southwestern's Lucas Foley and Miles Redfern were both 2-for-3. The Wildcats are winless through two games, and they lost the opener on Friday in the SWAL to the Chieftains. They will play Belmont on Monday. Following the 13-3 five-inning win, Riverdale will prepare for a home game Monday against Dodgeville, which will get underway at 4:30, and a road game Tuesday at Boscobel. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other baseball finals from Friday. Bangor shut out Luther 3-0. It was a Holman 1-0 win over Eau Claire North. La Crosse Central 10-run to Sparta 12-2. Portage over Poinette 2-0. Seneca blanked River Ridge 6-0. And Weston defeated DeSoto 3-1. Softball games, La Crosse Logan shutting down Sparta 10-0, Richland Center a big win against DeSoto 15-4, and Benton Schulzberg a 6-0 win over Southwestern. Well, last night in Milwaukee, the Brewers took the term walk-off to a whole new level. The Brewers walked away with a 6-5 win over the Seattle Mariners at American Family Field after coaxing four walks in the bottom of the ninth inning alone from Seattle reliever Andrés Muñoz, boosting Milwaukee's record to 5-1 overall and 3-0 now in one-run games. And it eased the sting of Abner Uribe's own troubles earlier in the inning. The Brewers hadn't won a game of any walk-off style since July 2, 2018 against the Twins. That is, until William Contreras flipped his bat in the air after taking a slider just off the plate for the winning ball four. With the bases loaded, Milwaukee wins 6-5, same two teams in Milwaukee today. Other interleague finals, Baltimore 5-2 over Pittsburgh, and Colorado down Tampa Bay 10-7. American League, Detroit pulled out a 5-4 win against Oakland. Toronto shut out the New York Yankees 3-0. Kansas City 2, the Chi Sox 1. Texas, no trouble with Houston 10-2. And Boston over the LA Angels 8-6. National League Finals, the Cubbies win. They beat the Dodgers 9-7. San Fran a 3-2 win over San Diego. Philadelphia 4, Washington nothing. The Mets over Cincinnati 3-2. And Atlanta 6-5 over Arizona. Boston Red Sox shortstop Trevor Story exited the game against the Angels in the fourth inning after injuring his left shoulder on a backhand dive to stop a hit by Mike Trout. Story got to his glove on Trout's hard grounder, but he was left writhing in pain after hitting the grass hard on his arm and shoulder. Story stayed on the grass for about 2 minutes before heading to the dugout. Pablo Reyes replaced Story at shortstop.
Spencer Strider, Atlanta's ace and the major league leader in wins and strikeouts a season ago, will have tests on his right elbow today after complaining about discomfort in Friday night's game. Strider lasted only 4 innings, allowing 5 runs on 7 hits. He recorded 4 strikeouts and struggled with his control, walking 3. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Strider was, quote, complaining about his elbow. He was uncomfortable with how it was feeling. When asked when Strider felt the discomfort, Snitker said it might have been throughout the game. Snitker said he learned of the issue after he left the game. The loss of Strider could be devastating to Atlanta's rotation. Strider was Snitker's choice to open the season as the Braves' number one starter. Gary Trent Jr. scored 31 points, and the Toronto Raptors snapped a 15-game losing streak with a 117-111 win over the slumping Milwaukee Bucks last night. Milwaukee, playing without the injured Giannis Antetokounmpo, lost for the 5th time in 6 games, with the last 3 coming against Washington, Memphis, and Toronto, who are all well below 500. Antetokounmpo set out with a left hamstring injury. Trent was 7 of 15 from 3-point range and helped the Raptors build a 14-point lead in the third quarter before the Bucks mounted a rally, but point guard Damian Lillard fouled out with a minute 48 left, and Toronto held on for the 117-111 win. Other NBA Finals, Indiana 126-112 over OKC, Charlotte downed Orlando 124-115, Portland 108, Washington 102, Boston with a 101-100 win over Sacramento, Memphis no trouble with Detroit 108-90, San Antonio down New Orleans 111-109, Miami a big 119-104 win against Houston, the Bulls over the Knicks 108-100, Dallas 108, Golden State 106, Phoenix with a 97-87 win against Minnesota, and the Clippers all over Utah 131-102. Caitlin Clark led Iowa back to the national championship game, scoring 21 points, and as the Hawkeyes rallied past Paige Buchers and UConn 71-69 in the women's Final Four. Next up for the Hawkeyes is a rematch with unbeaten South Carolina, which lost to Iowa in last year's Final Four. The Hawkeyes then fell short of winning the school's first national championship. They fell to LSU in the title game a season ago. Now Clark is one win away from bringing home the state's first women's basketball title in the final game of her college career. She got off to a slow start, but scored 7 points early in the fourth quarter. Now looking at that game from the UConn side, their bid to reach the national championship game ended with a disputed call. Huskies forward Alea Edwards was called for an illegal screen in the final seconds, preventing UConn star Paige Buchers from getting off a potential game-winning shot. Iowa guard Gabby Marshall collided with Edwards as Marshall tried to defend Buchers. The call gave the ball back to Iowa with 3.9 seconds remaining, helping the Hawkeyes seal the deal. Edwards says she believes the play was, quote, pretty clean. Marshall pointed out it was the 3rd time during the game the Huskies were called for a similar play. Caitlin Clark will get her wish as the Iowa superstar and the Hawkeyes will return to that national championship game. We told you earlier she had a sluggish start to the game. She went 15 of 21 after the break as far as scoring went as the Hawkeyes held off UConn. Clark and the Hawkeyes will get their chance against unbeaten South Carolina tomorrow in the national championship game. All-American center Camila Cardozo scored 22 points, and unbeaten South Carolina emphatically kept its perfect season going, advancing to tomorrow's championship game in the NCAA Women's Tournament with a 78-59 win over North Carolina State. The talented and tenacious Gamecocks led by 1 at halftime before putting their full arsenal on display in the third quarter, and they outscored the Wolfpack 29-6 to turn what had been a tense matchup into another blowout. South Carolina will now face Iowa as well. Zach Edey of Purdue is the Associated Press Player of the Year in men's college basketball. He's the first back-to-back winner since Ralph Sampson of Virginia in the 1980s. Edey is 7'4". He's a center, and he led his team to its first Final Four appearance since 1980. That would be Purdue. He received 57 of 62 votes from journalists who vote in the weekly AP Top 25. Tennessee's Dalton Connect received 3 votes. Houston's Jamal Sheed got 2. The opener of the Final Four today may feel like a trip through a time machine. Those would be Purdue and North Carolina State, one program here for the first time since 1980, the other trying to write a 21st century version of college basketball's greatest story ever told. And yes, those are 7'4" Zach Edey and 6'9" DJ Burns Jr., some 600 pounds worth of center patrolling the paint and dictating a style that has been out of fashion for more than a decade. The winner of that titanic collision will play the UConn-Alabama winner for the title. Alabama coach Nate Oates had to rebuild his roster and replace 3 assisting coaches. The pieces ended up fitting together perfectly. The Fast and Furious Crimson Tide were among one of the nation's best basketball offenses all season, and they rolled into the program's first Final Four. The run has taken Alabama to the desert, where the Tide faced the daunting task of trying to stop the juggernaut that is reigning national champion UConn. The Huskies have dominated the NCAA tournament so far, winning their first 4 games by an average of 27.8 points. UConn ran off 30 straight to blow out Illinois in the Elite Eight and is trying to become the first repeat national champion since Florida did it in 2006-2007. And finally, a handful of games from the National Hockey League. It was Buffalo 4-2 over Philadelphia. Same score, Carolina doubled up on Washington. The Rangers 4-3 over Detroit. Edmonton picked up a 6-2 win against Colorado. Seattle downed Anaheim 3-1. And Arizona a 7-4 win over Vegas. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Before we move down towards the 8:30 mark and bring you Prime Mover, we have one additional score to pass along from last night. It was girls Hornet soccer. Lancaster Platteville defeated Richland Center 10-0.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as days go by. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets
sweeter. Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Empowering people out of poverty, helping kids and communities to shine. There's nothing quite like it. At World Vision, we've seen what happens when a child gets clean water or nutritious food, when she feels safe, gets to learn in a classroom, or discovers that she has infinite worth. Together, we're working to help every kid everywhere grow into who God created them to be. Reach out with us today and help people change their own lives for good. Learn more at worldvision.org.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting, 604-6396.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to three items and may give one telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Killoy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All American Do It Center.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Indulge in quality meats and deli treats at Richland Locker. Check out the chuck roast at just $6.98 per pound, while the oven-roasted sliced turkey awaits at $7.98 per pound. Don't miss out on the Colby Jack sliced cheese for only $4.98 per pound. Experience the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, serving the community since 1939. Visit them today and taste the tradition.
Good morning and welcome to WRCO-FM and WRCO.com for Prime Mover. Our telephone line is open at 608-647-4155 if you have up to three items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Number one, we'd like to welcome you to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a Canon printer. It's a TR-7520. It's got the printing features and other features. If anyone's interested, I'm asking $50 for it. It's a firm offer. It's like brand new. Phone number is 608-604-3546.
Okay. That sounds good. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Caller number one has a Canon TR-7520 printer available. If you're interested, 604-3546. Number two, good morning. You are up next on Prime Mover.
Good morning, Ed. I would like to buy a clothes washer and a microwave oven and a riding lawnmower. And my number is 475-1481.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Caller number two is looking for a washing machine today. They would also like to purchase a riding lawnmower and then a microwave if you have any of those items for sale. The phone number is 475-1481. Our phone line is 647-4155. Good morning and welcome to the show. Good morning. This is Prime Mover. Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to chalk that up to a bad cell signal. We said hello quite a few times. And then, of course, as we're disconnecting, we hear it. So give us a call back. Just wait for us to say good morning. Welcome to the show. And we'll get you on the radio. Thank you for calling. You are our new number three. Good morning. Okay, we lost that caller. As mentioned, we may be seeing some technical difficulties with some cell phones in the area. Let's see if we can get this number three. Good morning. You're now on the show.
Yeah, I have a 2010 Chevy Impala LT. It's in real good condition. Newer tires for sale. That's it.
Okay, thanks, your bye. Phone number? No, we need your number.
Oh, yeah. 608-475-2571.
Okay, thank you for the call. Have a good weekend. Yeah, we definitely need to get those numbers so people know who to call. They have for sale number three. And thanks for being a great sport. A car, it's a Chevrolet Impala. It's an LT, a 2010, at 475-2571. Good morning, caller number four. This is Prime Mover.
Oh, thank you, Adam. I got four pitchers, all kinds, socks and everything. Then I got U.S. Navy airplane books, got people's names and where they're at, three dinner pails, and it's smarter than a fifth grade, and a game goes with that. And I got one, two girls on, all paws and deck.
Okay.
And call me at 624-3275. That's one.
Yep, we got it, and you have yourself a good weekend. Thank you for calling.
Please leave a message.
Okay, sounds great. Bye-bye. Caller 4 has four pictures available, also a U.S. Navy airplane book or a few of those books, and they also have three lunch buckets, dinner pails available at 624-3275. Caller number 5, welcome to Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Yes, I have for sale a 1996 6-foot C-arc flat bottom modified B front for cutting waves. All welded heavy duty aluminum with rivets. 30 horsepower Mercury motor. Oil injected with tilt and trim. Electric start and steering wheel. Spartan trailer with new tires. New LED lights and all new wiring. Fish locator, two swivel seats, one owner always stored inside.
Okay.
Plus a lot more. Call 608-475-2149. If no answer, please leave a message.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for the call. Caller 5 is selling a boat. It's a 1996 flat-bottom modified 30-horsepower Merc on there. Has electric start. Comes with a Spartan trailer as well. Lots of other items you can inquire about with that boat at 608-475-2149. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we will have a look at your weekend forecast. Then at around 9:30, it's Prime Mover Sports as we go all the way to 10 o'clock with our show today. Thank you for joining us, caller number 6. You're up next on the air.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a Hereford brand riding saddle for sale with a 15.5-inch seat in good condition.
Okay.
The number is 608-343-7466.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. Have a good weekend. Caller 6 has a Hereford brand riding saddle, 15.5 inches, the seat. It's in really good condition at 343-7466. 7466. Caller number 7, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have for sale a Kiefer 12-foot stock trailer, tandem axle, always been kept inside. It's excellent for two horses. I'm asking $2,600. My number is 608-647-8482.
Okay, we appreciate your call, and you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Will do. Bye-bye. Caller number 7 is selling a Kiefer brand 12-foot stock trailer tandem axle, always stored inside, asking $2,600. 647-8482 is the number. Number 8, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Yes, I have to give away a king-size mattress. It's a Beautyrest Black. It's always been covered with a mattress protector. It's from a non-smoking, non-pet home, and you can call 604-2195. Again, it's free.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
Number 8 is given away. They have a king-size Beautyrest mattress, again, to give away at 604-2195. Caller number 9, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How can I help you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great. We have these can all, everything that I'm, I have three items for sale, everything I could send text, pictures, what have you. A 2007 Chevy Colorado with 117,000 miles, perfect condition, 7,000 firm, great shape. I also have a Sony digital handy cam. They use the little cassettes. And it has extra batteries, wires, a remote, $50 or best offer. Or I have a Kenmore sewing machine, $20. It's the older one, perfect condition, 739-1321. And thank you so much.
You bet. We appreciate your call. Have a good weekend. Our caller number 9 today is selling a Kenmore brand sewing machine, also a handy cam. It is a digital handy cam, and that's made by Sony. And then they have an 07 Chevrolet Colorado pickup. They can text pictures or details if you need them. The phone number is 739-1321. We have now hit double digits with caller number 10. Good morning. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. I've got a 2005 Chevrolet pickup. A lot of miles, 100,000. It does not burn any oil. 350 engine. It's a little rusty. I'd like to sell that. And then I'm looking for a set of tires, PE65-75R16. That's for a Silverado pickup. My number is 383-1105.
Okay, and could I get the size on those tires again, please?
Okay. PE, like in Edward, 65-75R16.
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate the call. I'm used to a higher number on that first one, like a 265 or 275, but the tires they're looking for from the Chevy is PE65. 75R16. They also have a 2005 Chevrolet pickup with higher miles available. A little rusty, ready to go at 383-1105. Caller number 11, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Hi there. I've got a hood for a 1998 Chevy one-ton truck for sale, and then I'm looking for at least two or three female geese. And the number be 608-393-8625.
Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
That's caller number 11. They have a hood for a 1998 Chevrolet one-ton pickup. They also have a wanted item. They're looking for two or three female geese. 393-8625. Caller number 12, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, I have some hockey sticks. I got five hockey sticks, and I got a little tailgater Weber grill, really good condition. So if someone calls me, I'm going to be either making a hell of a steal or a heck of a deal. So,
your phone number?
608-588-4090.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Five hockey sticks and a Weber grill. It's a tailgater model, the small one, 588-4090. Caller number 13, good morning. You're live on the air.
Morning. We have a stainless steel camper sink for sale from an older 1971 Holiday Rambler. It probably could be used in any camper. It'd be good for reuse or use as garden decoration, asking $20. Also have a tabletop electric oscillating fan, mid-century, made by Superior Electric, number 1074. It's vintage. The color is eggshell blue on the base, working condition. Price is reduced to $40. And now we also have a wanted item. Wanted to buy 10 small bales of straw, near Richland Center, preferred. Oat straw is preferred, but would take other. The number to call on these items is 608-647-4884. If we're unable to answer, please leave a message.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call, and have a good Saturday. Number 13 has a stainless steel camper sink. It came out of a 1971 Holiday Rambler. They also have a tabletop oscillating electric fan, mid-century. It's an antique. And then looking for around 10 small bales of straw. That's near Richland Center, nearer the better. 647-4884. That was caller number 13. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll have more of your calls on Prime Mover at the top of the hour, right at 9 o'clock. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast. A little after 9:30, we'll have Prime Mover Sports get you up to date on local and state scene sports going on. And then we go all the way until 10 o'clock with Prime Mover.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
We are back as we continue the first portion of today's show. We'll hit the phone lines right now, find our next caller, which is number 14. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Today I got two items for sale. I've got a 96 F-150. That's a standard cab short bed. It's got a straight six with a five-speed four-wheel drive parts truck for sale. And then I also have I believe it's an 18-foot aluminum boat trailer. Any questions, give me a call, 608-604-2601. And also the that's an F-150, that's the truck. It's also got a steel flatbed on it.
Okay.
That's the short bed.
All right, sounds great. Thank you for the call.
Thank you much.
You bet. Bye-bye. Number 14 is selling a 1996 F-150 for parts. Standard cab, short bed, has a flatbed on it. 4x4 it's a 4x4 unit as well. And then they have an 18-foot aluminum boat trailer. 604-2601. You're up next as caller number 15. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Yes, I have... I should have got this on a little bit earlier, but it's two little, like greenhouses, only they sit on the floor. It has dorm window when you first put your plants in, and then it has a screen that goes after they get a little bit older.
Okay.
I'll give them away, anybody that wants them. And then I also have... back in 1982, I think it was, they came out with country trading cards, like the baseball ones, but they didn't work out because that was the only year that they made them, and I have three or four complete sets and then a lot of extras. And my son-in-law also has, now I forget what they're called, these little blue guys, Smurfs.
Okay.
All kinds of Smurf items for sale. My number is 608-588-2241.
Okay. We appreciate the call. You have a good weekend.
Pardon?
Have a good weekend.
Oh, yes, you too. The sun is shining.
Yeah, I totally agree, and thank you for the call. Number 15 has a couple of little greenhouses. They have a storm window and then little screens that will open up as well. Also, some 1982 country music trading cards, complete sets, and some loose ones, and then some Smurf items. 585-2241. Good morning, caller number 16. You are up next on Prime Mover.
Hi. I have some NKC registered American Bulldog puppies for sale. I have two girls. I'm asking $900 each.
Anything else?
That'll be it.
All right, your phone number?
608-475-1402.
Thank you very much for your call. NKC registered American Bulldog puppies available. They have a couple of females. The phone number is 475-1402. It is 8:50 as we journey through your Saturday morning. We have made it up to 35 sunshiny degrees as well. And we've made it up to caller number 17. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
I've got an old pickup box that's been made into a trailer. It's 8 foot long. I'd like $50 for that. I got an old 13-foot disc I'd like to sell. That's got a hydraulic cylinder on it. Somebody could make me an offer on that. Give me a call at 608-585-3038.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Blake.
Bye-bye. Caller number 17 has an old pickup box that was made into a trailer. It's an 8-foot box. Also, an old 13-foot disc. It comes with a hydraulic cylinder on it. And you can call 585-3038. Caller number 18, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Today, I have for sale a John Deere 720 diesel. Also, a John Deere 630 gas. I still have the sawmill for sale. And a 851 round baler. My number is 608-306-2782. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Number 18 has a couple of tractors. They're both John Deere's. One's a 720 diesel. The other is a 630 gas. They have a sawmill and then an 851 round baler. 306-2782. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on WRCO. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I have a 2009 Simplicity Broadmoor, 44-inch deck, a 16-horsepower Vanguard motor, good running. My number is 608-739-2310, asking $775. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. It's that time of the year, mowing right around the corner. They have a 2009 Simplicity. It's a Broadmoor, 44-inch cut, 16-horsepower Vanguard under the hood at $739. 2310. Number 20, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you?
Hi, I have for sale some round bales of first crop hay stored inside and also some Jersey feeder steers. The number to call is 608-872-2168.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. Caller 20 has some first crop round bales of hay stored indoors and some Jersey feeder steers. 872-2168. Number 21, good morning. You're live on the show.
Morning. I have a deep fat fryer and a 32-inch flat TV. 9-9. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. Number 21 has a deep fryer they're looking to sell, as well as a 32-inch flat panel television at 475-0799. As we wait for caller number 21 to disconnect, we can let you know we do have a phone line open. You just need to keep trying to get through to us at 647-4155. There's number 22. Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, I'm looking for an older Chevy with low mileage and well-maintained, something an older person has took real good care of. I'm still looking for a rental in the Lone Rock area, a cabin, a house, a room, and I'm looking for a shed with a loft in it, one of the small little barn ones, but it's got to be a bigger one. And I don't, my phone isn't working, so my address is SC P.O. Box 123, Lone Rock, Wisconsin, 53556. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Caller number 22 is looking for an older Chevy, something that's well-maintained, looking to buy a shed, one that would like to have a loft. And also looking for a rental in the Lone Rock area. No phone number to provide, but they do have an address. P.O. Box 123, Lone Rock, Wisconsin, 53556. We're at 36 degrees in Richland Center at WRCO-FM. This is Prime Mover, and we can let you know lots of sports action going on in the area, including, which is just great to hear, some track. It's the state indoor meet today. Ithaca, Riverdale, a bunch of other schools going to be there. Girls starts at 9:30, boys start at 4:30. Tim Bailey will be the Riverdale representative on the boys' side. Channing Brown, Ithaca Weston, yeah, he'll be representing. And also Noah Arrington is there. He goes to Riverdale. Gretchen Buchholz of Riverdale, Kaylee Carter of Riverdale, Tristan Peterson from Ithaca Weston, Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca Weston, all competing today as well. So, should be a great time going on. We'll bring you details as those finals get called into us. Who wins what and from where? All right, we're back to Prime Mover. Good morning, caller number 23. How can I help you?
Good morning, Adam. Say, I've got a Oliver 88 tractor. Good old tractor, needs a new home. I have a set of tires, 295-70-17 MTs, like new takeoffs. And I have a 2005 Dodge four-door diesel, immaculate, no rust, for sale, 604-7057.
Sounds great. We appreciate your call. Number 23, they are selling an Oliver 88 tractor. They have that for sale. They also have some tires, 295-70-17s. They're MT Mickey Thompson takeoffs. Then an 05 Dodge four-door diesel runs great at 604-7057 for caller number 23. Time for a few more calls before we take a look at your weekend forecast. We'll be doing that at the top of the hour, as we had mentioned. Caller number 24, good morning. You're now on the air.
Good morning. I have for sale a companion BW fifth-wheel hitch, gently used for two seasons. We used it to pull our fifth-wheeler in a 2019 three-quarter-ton Chevy truck. However, we upgraded our truck to a 2024, and the hitch does not fit in it. So we're looking to give it a new home. Our number is 608-532-6819. And if we're not available, please leave a message.
Sounds good. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good
You as well. Caller number 24 has a fifth wheel hitch, only used a couple of seasons. They upgraded trucks, wouldn't fit in their new truck. They're going to make you a deal at 532-6819. Number 25, you're live on Prime Mover. Good morning.
Morning. I've got compost. It's cow compost. It has turned to black dirt. If you come, bring your own buckets and whatever to haul it away, it's free. But if you bring a trailer, which would we would really love to see that, we do charge a little bit to load it. We do have a skid loader,
Our number is 608-604-3760.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Number 25 has compost that's so composted it's turned to pretty much black, fertile dirt. If you load it yourself, you bring your buckets, it's free, just a nominal charge if they use the loader to put it on your vehicle. 604-3760. Good morning, caller number 26. This is Prime Mover. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have three wanted items. I would like a trailer hitch for a Buick Rendezvous or Pontiac Aztec, same hitch. Three or four bottom rollover plow, 3-point, and a decent pair of used 12-4-38 rear tractor tires.
Okay, your phone number?
734-625-6822.
All right, we appreciate the call and have a good weekend.
The sun is shining.
Oh, I hear you there. It's got to be a great weekend. Number 26 is looking for a trailer hitch that would fit like a Buick Rendezvous or the Pontiac Aztec, same vehicle structure. A 3-4 bottom rollover plow that is a 3-point attachment. And then looking for a set of 12-4-38 rear tractor tires at 734-625-6822. Number 27, good morning. You're live on the air.